We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heels Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, AT&T presents Roy Williams Live. AT&T, a proud supporter of Carolina basketball. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Also brought to you in part by your Carolina Ford dealers. When you go all out, drive an SUV that's all in. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Right, welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is the Monday, March the 18th edition of Roy Williams Live. Man, excited to be here with you for the next hour talking Tar Heel basketball. And, of course, we have a ton to talk about with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels. That is Roy Williams. And we hope you can be a part of the conversation. Have a bunch of questions already and, of course, a lot of topics to hit on. But that doesn't mean we can't get your question, too. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. That's the phone number. Casey's back in the studio. Casey will take your question. He'll get it to us here at the restaurant. We'll get to as many of those as we can. Plus, you can send me a tweet. You know the drill, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. We'll get to as many of those, again, as we can through the hour. We do have a bunch built up. But, again, we'll do as much as we can do because we want to make sure we're answering the questions that you have with Coach. But first, Coach, for the 50th time in school history and 15th time in Coach Williams' 16 years, Tar Heels are heading to the NCAA tournament. They will begin play in Columbus, Ohio, coming up on Friday night, late Friday night, final game on Friday in Columbus. On top of that, for an NCAA record 17th time, the Tar Heels are a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Coach, congratulations on yet again making it to the postseason and doing so as one of the top seeds.
Yeah, the kids have really done a nice job. We've had some blips on the radar that were a little difficult to handle during that time period, but after the Louisville game, we got a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better, and, you know, lose to Virginia here, and you and I talked about it the next day. If there's 1/10 of a second more in the first half, we score 2 points. And if there's 1/10 of a second more on the shot clock, Kobe's three counts. Yep. So that's 5 points, and it's a 7-point game, correct, I think. So we did it. We had a chance to play better there and didn't. They played better than we did, but we still had a chance to win. But other than that, we've played pretty good basketball and just gotten a little bit better and a little bit better and won 15 out of 17, I guess, counting the Duke game in the tournament up there. And that's a good run at the end of the season in this league.
Coach, this is the you've been here for six here as the head coach for 16 years. It's the eighth time in 16 years that your team has been a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. I have to think that's a stat that you're proud of.
Well, I am proud of that. It's a testament to those kids. Folks, I feel terrible. Started about 1:30 today. I don't feel worth a darn. So if I puke on Jones, everybody else will be okay.
But, let's avoid that if we can.
That's the funniest thing I've said all afternoon, or it's the first time I've laughed all afternoon. But it's a testament to the kids we've had, how hard they've worked, how focused they've been. And, you know, I'll go back to the first year with Sean and Raymond and Rashad and Jawad and Melvin and Jackie and all those guys. And I told them, you know, nobody on that team had played in the NCAA tournament. And so I had some shirts made up that says, play hard, play smart, play in March. And I promised them if they do what I said, that we'd play in the NCAA tournament. And then I would get them a little help, and the next year we would have a chance to win the whole thing. And I really believed that. And, you know, it was lucky that it came through the second year and won the whole thing. But since that time, those kids have sort of passed it along to the other people, and kids have trusted us for the most part. And we had one blip in 2010 when Ed got hurt half the year and Tyler Zeller got hurt half the year, but we just didn't play well that year either. It was a bad mix. But other than that, the kids have trusted us, believed in us, and tried to do what we asked them to do. And most of the time, they're pretty talented kids, too.
Also worth noting, just this senior class, the four-year senior class, not to diminish Cameron Johnson anyway, but the four-year senior class of Kenny Williams and Luke May, not the highest-rated class Carolina has brought in during Coach Williams' time, but those 4 years, that senior class has been a number one seed, a number one seed, a number two seed, and a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. That's pretty good.
That's pretty impressive right there. It really is. I asked today, I said, Kenny, I know you were hurt 1 year, but Luke, what's the most fun you've ever had in basketball, ever? And he said, the run to the national championship in 17. And I said, right. I said, these next 3 weeks can be the most fun you've ever had in your life, but you got to play. Mm-hmm. You can't just walk through and tiptoe around the tulips. You got to step in the middle of the lane and say, this is mine and this kind of thing. But we have a chance. Every year I've coached, I've wanted to have my team as one of those teams that has a chance to win at the end, and I think this team does. We're not the most gifted team by any means, but we have a chance. But you got to play well. We lost Duke 74-73, and we made some mistakes. We didn't play as well as we needed to play, and that's the reason you lose. So now it doesn't make any difference. If you don't play well, you go home. So if that's the choice, then I'm going to try to play as well as I can play. I want to stay around a little while.
Couple of particulars. Carolina is the number one seed in the Midwest and will face the MAAC champion, that is Iona, in the round of 64 in Columbus. The winner of that game will then face either number 8 seed Utah State or number 9 seed Washington. Coach, Iona, I know it's very early. Anything you know about the Gales? Beat King Rice and his Monmouth team in the championship of their conference.
In fact, I watched about 6 or 7 minutes of that game on whatever night that was, and watched Wes play and then turned it over and watched King play. But coach does a good job. They won their last 10 games. They started out, had a couple of guys hurt, started out 2-9 and won the last 10 down the stretch in their conference play. And he's a good guy. You've heard me say this before, but Iona's coach was Danny Green's high school coach and really a good guy and a guy that I enjoyed dealing with. And needless to say, most of the stuff was done by Danny's family, but still Tim was really a good coach, a good guy, a guy that I've enjoyed watching. And I'm not trying to act like we're bosom buddies or anything like that, but he's really a good guy, and he's done a heck of a job there. He did a heck of a job at Danny's school and then went to LIU and then went to somewhere else in between there, I think. And but he's really done a nice job in there. Fast-paced team. They like to go up and down. A few years back, they led the nation in scoring, so that's what he believes in. So it'll be an up-and-down game. They shoot a lot of threes. They don't really have a strictly post-player kind of guy, and so Garrison will have to get out of his comfort zone and go out on the floor and play with them. And but again, winning 10 in a row down the stretch, winning the regular season, winning the conference tournament, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Seven ACC teams get in, Coach, most notably 3 number one seeds. It's just the second time ever a conference has had 3 number ones. The Big East did that in 2009. So not quite as many teams as the league has had represented the last few seasons, but you have, because ACC's had 9 the last 2 years, but to have 3 number one seeds, certainly impressive.
It was was the Big East, three of them in 2009.
Yep, wow. And Carolina was the only other one
that year. I didn't realize.
Turned out all right.
Yeah, I'd take that again. I like the way that one finished up. But it's been a big-time league for a long time. But I think this year, Virginia, Duke, North Carolina, those were the top three teams in the preseason, just about everybody. And they played like it. And I was pleased with what our guys did. No, we could have done a little bit better, yes. And same time, I'm sure that Tony and Mike feel the same way about their teams. But I believe, look at the record. I mean, for us, the top four seeds, Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, Gonzaga, we played every one of those teams. And so did Duke.
Yep.
I mean, we had five games against the top four teams in America, and Duke had six. And so we played really good teams and had a good bit of success. And now you got to go play again and see what the heck happens.
Last thing, Coach Ford, we'll take a break. It's a little bit about what happened in the ACC tournament and then get to some questions. You had the team, as you normally do, gathered at your house to watch the selection show. What was their reaction? What was your message to them as you guys gathered and saw what it was?
Well, I love their reaction, and maybe it was on something. I don't know what the crap it was on, but something that we had two people there filming it. Let's put it that way. It wasn't in church on Sunday. It was something else. But they were genuinely excited, very excited when they saw the North Carolina name come up as the number one seed in the Midwest region, and jumped up and clapped and patted each other. And I like that. My first team, Sean May and his group, they were at the house, and they announced us in the tournament. Everybody sit there. Sat there is better English. And I said, guys, you've never been to the freaking tournament. Why don't you cheer? And but I chewed their butts out. And I said, hey, it's hard to get there. And you guys should know, you haven't been to, not one of you's ever been in the tournament. I've been in the tournament before. So I think since then it sort of got passed down. You're supposed to act happy when they see our name. But I do think this group was genuinely happy. And it was a very spontaneous reaction. And I told them there were a couple of teams that I tell my guys all the time, I am not of their generation, and I'm daggum glad of it, because it's the most selfish generation I've ever seen in my life. He had guys, teams were announced, and they were jumped up, and half of them were holding their phone, taking a photo of themselves. That's the dumbest freaking thing. Not one of our guys did that, and I told them I was really happy that they were happy about our team, you know, so it was a good moment. The message was, let's just play our tail off, and you've heard me say this before, let's just play our tail off the first game, and if we get lucky, maybe they'll let us stay around and play another one.
Tar Heels certainly have a challenging bracket for sure. A lot of good teams in the Midwest, a lot of good teams in the tournament. Got to beat some good teams to do what you want to do. We'll take a look back at the ACC tournament and get to your questions for Coach as we move through the hour. Again, the phone number, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Casey's back there just eagerly by the phones. He'll answer it and give us your questions. Plus, you can send me a tweet at Jones Angel on Twitter. That's where that video that Coach was talking about, where you can find it if you follow at UNC_basketball. You can see the videos there and all other Carolina basketball social media channels. For now, we're going to take a timeout. Come back. A lot more to do. It is Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed. And nearly 50% of teens and young adults admit to texting while driving. I'm joining Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents to urge you to put down the phones when driving. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. No text is worth a life. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint Sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
My name is Sammy Culberson, and I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Thanks for joining us tonight, whether you are here in the restaurant with us, maybe you're listening out there on a Tar Heel Sports Network radio affiliate, maybe you're online through one of our affiliates' websites or GoHeels.com, the GoHeels app, the TuneIn app, Facebook Live, however you may be with us this evening. We appreciate it. Quick reminder, because this is always a little bit confusing during the postseason. If you are a normal listener to our coverage on the Tar Heel Sports Network, we are not allowed to stream our coverage in any other format other than straight through our radio affiliate. So if you normally listen on an app, if you listen through a website, something like that, we are unable to do that in the NCAA tournament through NCAA rules. So just keep that in mind if you're a normal listener to the radio network for the Carolina games. All right.
After the show's over, tell me what the crap.
I will explain it to you, Coach, during the next commercial break. All right. Let's go back to this past weekend in Charlotte. Two games for the Tar Heels in the ACC tournament. A 13-point win over Louisville in the quarterfinal round. The Cardinals, by the way, number 7 seed in the NCAA tournament. And then the game against Duke, Coach, that you referenced, a 1-point loss to the Blue Devils in the semifinals. Just your reactions on how you felt like your team played in those two games.
Well, they were hungry. We had beaten them at their place. They had beaten us here. It was the third match. And I think our guys played pretty doggone well for a huge part of the game. Made some shots, but it wasn't a great game for us, and it wasn't a great game for Louisville either, but at the end, the right bunch had the most points is the way I looked at it. And then in Friday against Duke, it was it's an exciting game if you didn't care who won the game.
Right.
But I do, so it wasn't quite as exciting for me. But we made some mistakes and got down 52-46. We're down six, and they're just rocking, and our guys went bam, 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 got the score tied. We went down again. They got it tied. We went to defense. We needed one stop, and Zion shot the ball and missed it and just overpowered everybody and got the rebound and put it back in. And we tried to box out, but we didn't do it strongly enough. You know, if you're going to box out that rascal, you can't just be, hi, Mom, how are you doing? You better go hit him right in the nose and make sure that he knows you're there kind of thing. And that was the biggest play of the game. And, you know, I can go back and we showed the team about six or seven plays is all we did. But three of them we showed where one time we had four guys rebounding the basketball or four white jerseys in there. And Javon's the only one for Duke, and he got the rebound twice. And so Luke turned inside but didn't make contact. And another time we didn't get picked up. And every time they score, I said, guys, what was the final score of the game? And it's 1 point. And they did it again. I said, what was the final score of the game? Because I harp in all the time. At every play is a big play, and all the little things make a difference in winning and losing. But I'm sure that Mike could probably pick some things out that his team didn't do as well. But we called a timeout with 12 seconds to play because they didn't have any – timeouts left. I didn't want to wait and see what happened on the free throw and then call timeout, because then that way it'd give them a chance to set up their defense. And we called a play that if he made both of them, what we were going to run. And if he didn't make both of them, give them a 3-point lead, what we wanted to run. And just didn't do a very good job of it. And one of the things that this team has been struggling with lately is freelance offense, setting screens, helping a teammate. We scream all the time about help a teammate. And on that last play, we had Kobe with the ball. Luke set not a great screen, and he spins out, and then four guys stand there and watch Kobe and showed it to him today. And if any one of those guys, I mean, there was one guy, if he had set a down screen, you know, Kenny was going to be wide open. If Cam had set a screen, Luke would have been wide open or vice versa. But they stood there and watched Kobe dribble the ball, and he got a shot up. His shot was a lot better than the one the kid from Florida State made to beat Virginia Tech in the tournament. But the ball didn't go in. We got a pretty decent tip at it, but it didn't go in. If the tip had gone in, it would have counted because after it left in Nasir's hand, that's when the shot clock went, or the clock went off. So we had two chances and didn't make it. And, you know, it's I was ticked off. I mean, we went straight back to the hotel, got our clothes, and drove home. And it's parking lot at the Ritz-Carlton, the valet handed me. I got in the car and looked at the time. In 1 hour and 58 minutes, I pulled back in the house at in the garage at the house, and I didn't speed that badly. I didn't really. I think everybody was in front of me saw who it was, and they just got the crap out of the way because they're afraid I was going to run somebody over, and that's probably pretty good. But I was really ticked off, and so then I came on back, and then went to see a high school game on Saturday, a state championship game over in Raleigh. I wasn't going to sit around, and I was sitting around moaning enough, but I wasn't going to act like an idiot. I went to work.
Coach, I don't bring this up as anyway something about officiating, but Garrison fouled out of the game. Felt like a big blow to your team. Just he had been doing a pretty good job, as good as you can do one-on-one with Williamson.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can pick out. I can pick out five plays and say you got screwed up, didn't get this call right. But the bottom line is at the end of the game they had one more point, and the guys in the striped jersey didn't do any worse job than we did playing or I did coaching, so I just leave it alone.
Felt like, at least watching, I'd be interested in your opinion, felt like the pace in both games as far as your team running felt pretty quick and pretty efficient, particularly in the Louisville game. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the Louisville game. Seems like it's 8 years ago because we played Duke in between. That sort of seems to dominate my thought process. But, I haven't been disappointed in our pace. I'd like for us to go faster, and I still think, I don't know where we are in the country, I think we're in the top three on pace of play, maybe four or something like that. And, in fact, Iona has been up there several times in the last few years. It'll be interesting to see how many points we can score because we don't guard anybody very often, so hopefully we'll guard a little bit more on Friday.
Just a couple individuals, not for coach, just to tell you, Cameron Johnson was named first team all ACC tournament for his two performances in Charlotte. Luke May, Kobe White also honored as second team all ACC tournament performers this past week in Charlotte. We're going to take a timeout, come back, get to your questions for coach. So now is the best time to get them in. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, or send me a tweet at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end. We're getting to your questions for coach after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Evora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist. The 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue. For the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Welcome back inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill, in the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. A reminder that we hope you will support as much as you can. The Rams Club provides student-athlete scholarships, state-of-the-art facilities, critical program support as well at UNC. Rams Club members make the Carolina experience possible for UNC student-athletes. Hope you'll join the Rams Club today at ramsclub.com.
Yeah, I'd like to recognize two people that are here tonight. The smartest person in the crowd is little Allie back here. Wave Allie, honey. Allie said she's sorry I felt bad and thought I should go home, go to bed. I got to make one recruiting call first, honey, but that's what I'm going to do. Thank you. And over here standing up in the corner, if my team was as tough as this young lady right here, we wouldn't lose. This is Lulu. Wave, Lulu. She's even coachable. I said, wave, Lulu, and she waved. So if my team was as tough as that girl right there, we'd be undefeated and none scored on, I can tell you.
Before we get to some questions, and thank you guys both for being here. Thank everybody for being here this evening. Just give you a quick update. Final polls out for the regular season. Tar Heels will finish the year in the AP poll at number 3. Finish at the coaches poll at number 4. Duke number 1. Virginia at 2. FSU, Florida State at 10. Virginia Tech 16. Previous Tar Heel opponents, Gonzaga finishes the AP poll at 4. Kentucky 7. Michigan 8. Wofford 19. In Carolina's bracket, you have Kentucky again and Wofford, both ranked. Houston, the 3 seed, is number 11. Auburn, the 5 seed, is ranked number 14. Kansas, the 4 seed, is ranked number 17. Iowa State, the 6 seed, is ranked number 24. And Utah State, the 8 seed, is ranked number 25 in the nation. So just one more note that it is a loaded Midwest bracket that the Tar Heels will see. Speaking of Carolina, it's the 38th top 10 finish in the 71-year history of the AP poll. 25th time they finished in the top 5. 12th time Carolina has finished in the top 3. And for Coach Williams, the 20th top 10 finish in 31 years. So 2 out of every 3 years, this team's finishing in the top 10 in the nation, including 11 times in 16 years at Carolina. Not too bad. NCAA tournament starts actually tomorrow. Remember, they have a couple. You're not supposed to call them play-in games, but you have a couple of games where teams are playing their way into the tournament. Starts at 6:40 tomorrow night for the team that will be the 16 seed in the West, Prairie View against Fairleigh Dickinson. Then after that game, the matchup for the 11 seed in the East is Belmont and Temple. Then Wednesday at 6:40, North Dakota State and North Carolina Central. And congrats to Coach Moten and North Carolina Central again making it back to the NCAA tournament. He's done a great job with that program. Then Arizona State and St. John's after that. All right, let's get to some questions. Coach, we had Wayne in Chapel Hill call in. Says Wayne said he has been impressed with your ball movement this year as far as in your with your team's offense. Do you feel like you've had quality ball movement this year with the basketball?
At times we really have. I'll tell you, my favorite play of the game, and I showed it to the team today, is that Zion dunked it for them.
Yep.
And we took it out and threw it to Kobe. Kobe dribbled it once, threw it to B-Rob. B-Rob didn't dribble, threw it to Cam, and Cam dunked it. And the crazy thing is, if you look at the where the score is on the TV or you look at the monitor behind, one of them didn't even get the shot clock started after wow. Zion's dunk. But then the other one is that Cam dunked it with 27 seconds. So we took it out of bounds after their score and 3 seconds later dunked it on the other end. So at times we really have moved the ball very well. But usually a better passing team is what we need to be because our shooting percentage would be better. We've passed up some opportunities, and you've heard me talk about movement, but we need to be a better passing team too. I mean, Kobe comes down and throws it away, and Zion intercepted it. How can you miss him? I mean, my God, he's big as a house. Why would you throw the ball there when he's between you and the guy that you're trying to throw it to? So we can still make some mistakes like that, but at times we really do move the ball. It's fun to watch, but we've got to get better and do it on a more consistent basis, yeah.
Jay sent a tweet in, Coach, during the show. Wanted to know how you feel Sterling Manley is progressing. Obviously, Sterling has come in a couple of times, seen a couple minutes of action. Just want to know how Sterling is doing returning from his injury.
Well, he's finally getting where he can practice full court. The first week, he didn't do anything but half court, and then the second week, he did go some full court. But, you know, what's my job? Is to win games. Yep. If I don't win games, they're going to fire me. So it's we have a rotation set there. He missed 16 or 18 games, whatever he missed. And Nasir had gotten some more playing time, and we'd started changing some things. And it's hard for a guy to miss that long and say, okay, I need to work him back in the lineup, because this is a little important time. So that part's been difficult for Sterling and difficult for Leakey. But, I mean, it's tournament time. It's important time. And I love them both. But my job is to try to win games, and right now it's better off for us not to try to work them back in, because, you know, we're not playing Jones College or anything like that. We're playing some pretty doggone good teams, and so those guys, unfortunately for them, but don't get hurt. You know, it's one way to do it. But Sterling at Early and Leakey both were really important. They were both in the rotation, but missing 16, 18, 14 games, whatever it is, we all owe the allegiance to the group, and to the group, it's better to take a smaller rotation right now.
Coach, got a question via Twitter that we'll call our Cruisers question of the night. So $25.
I've been waiting on that.
I know you've been on the edge of your seat. $25 gas gift card gets you from Charlotte to Coach's house in an hour and 58 minutes on this tank of gas. Courtesy of Cruisers Convenience.
$25 ain't going to buy a tank of gas. It's the only bad thing.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks, high performance gasoline. You're good to go at Cruisers. Comes from Twitter from Countess of UNC. Wanted to know, do you ever get asked about CBS about allowing cameras in to cover your team's reaction for Selection Sunday? Is that something you would even consider, or do you prefer to keep it more of a private event?
Well, it's our family. And, you know, we let... what do we call our group? Media?
Go Eagles Production, sure.
Well, whatever we are. You know, we let them come in, but they're still part family. They're involved. And I really don't care if other people see us jumping around. It's a private thing for us. We're the ones that spent the extra time and the sweat and the blood and everything else in there. So I like it to be a more group thing for just our guys. And we do let social media or whatever that is. We got new media. Is that what we call it, Clint? New media. So they come in there. But if it was up to me, we wouldn't do that. But I guess we hired all those people. Got to find something for them to do. So we let them in, and they do a great job, Dana and Josh. I mean, they're good. But if it was up to me, it'd just be me and my team, and that'd be it.
Couple of questions stemming from the Duke game itself, Coach, from the ACC tournament. This one came from Twitter as well. Wanted to know if you believe Kobe missing that last-second shot, the execution on that last play, is something that hopefully you can grow from and do better at next time, if that comes up.
Well, you hope so. And we watched the play today. And, again, talked about it earlier, diagramming the play in my face, my head. I can picture it, and a lot of people can't. But Kobe was driving the ball, and four guys standing there looking at him. That's not good. So hopefully the next time we're in that situation, because, you know, Coach Smith started the thing about pointing to the passer, and I'm always getting on our guys for, you know, acknowledge the guy who set the screen for you to get open. Yeah, you want to acknowledge the passer, but say something about that guy that screened for you. And if you do that enough, then you're going to start appreciating it more. But that's the one thing that we've been struggling late clock situations, because four guys are standing there watching one guy dribble it.
Coach had a question from @CoNice via Twitter. Wants to know how you try and use struggles early into the year, if you have some, and the Tar Heels had some games that didn't play as well early in the season. How you try to use those to help build towards this time of year as you go through the process of the season?
Well, every game we play, we'll pick out clips from each game and show it to the team after the game, and then sometimes show it to them after the game, and then if it's somebody like North Carolina State, for example, that we played twice, then we'll show them those clips again before you play them. So Rick Callaway played for me my second year at Kansas, and he had played for Bob Knight in Indiana and left there. And he had a saying that I've always said, the old eye in the sky don't lie. Mm-hmm. And so you watch it on tape, I'll say, Garrison, you got to box out. And he said, well, I did box out. And I said, okay. and I mashed that little remote, and he didn't box out, you know. So you try to learn, and freshmen coming in, sometimes they don't watch a lot of tape. And so the first part of the year, I'm using the tracer. You're running it back and forth in one hand and using the tracer in the other, because most of the time when kids first watch it, what do they watch? Themselves. Right. They have no idea there's eight guys out there, nine guys out there. So it takes a while for the kids to get used to seeing it, but then you can see the mistakes. And we had one play, Duke ran a simple pin down on the left side of the court, and we didn't defend it properly. And the very next play, we came down and run the same exact thing on our left side of the court, and we didn't run it properly offensively. I mean, so, you know, you got to see those things. And I've watched a lot of tape over the years. There's been a lot of times, 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. When I was at Kansas those first few years, we would play the game, and then they would replay it on TV at 10 o'clock at night, and then I'd stay up and watch the film till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning there, and did that for the first couple of years. And so you learn things, and you get to watch, and you get to see it, but you've got to make sure that the kids see it. So we do a lot of teaching, and we did it today. We've played, I don't even know what a record is,
26 and 6, is that right? 27 and 6.
27 and 6. So we played 33 games, and today we still showed them plays from the Duke game of where we can improve. And I keep saying all the time, let's just try to get better.
Good questions. Got a lot more to get to. We're going to take a timeout. We can still get some more. 866-STAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. We are on top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. It is Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
It's that time of year again. The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. Coming today for Bojangles Light, Flaky, Wild-Caught Alaskan Pollock Filet sprinkled with Bojangles Special Blend of Seasonings. Topped with a slice of American cheese, tartar sauce, and served on a toasted buttered bun. Head to Bojangles and try the Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich combo with your choice of fixin' and legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's Bojangler time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds, plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
My name is Sammy Culbertson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Back inside Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown at Chapel Hill. Thanks for being here. It's Roy Williams live. Quick check of some other Tar Heel teams. Let's start with women's basketball. The women learned today they will be heading to the NCAA tournament. They are the number 9 seed in the Greensboro region. But they have to start on the road. So that would be the round of 16, the round of 8 would be in Greensboro. But the round of 64 matchup will be in Waco, Texas, where the women will face number 8 seed Cal. The winner of that game will face the winner of number 1 seed Baylor and number 16 seed Abilene Christian. So the women are going to Waco, and then if they win there, they get to come all the way back and play again in Greensboro. Kind of funky.
If I didn't know better, I'd ask you, what the crap did you just say again the second time? That was a little confusing, but we are, and we're in the Greensboro region, but we've got to win 2 games to get to Greensboro.
To get to Greensboro.
That's what he just said, in case you're wondering.
Baseball, number 8 in the country, 16-5 overall after a 4-1 week. Topped Gardner-Webb, UNC Wilmington in the midweek, took 2 of 3 from Coastal Division foe Miami this past weekend. They'll be at Liberty tomorrow at 3:30. Women's tennis, number 1 in the country, 18-1 on the year, 6-0 in conference play, back in action Sunday against Miami. Men's tennis, top 10 in the country, 10-3, 3-1 on the year. Split a road swing this weekend. 2 matches, fell in Atlanta to Georgia Tech, but bounced back, top Clemson on the road as well. Men's lacrosse now 6-2 after back-to-back wins this past week over Bucknell and Cleveland State. Guys, number 19 in the nation. Women's lacrosse, number 3 in the country, 7-1 overall, 1-0 in conference play. Pair of wins this past week on the road at Elon and at Florida. And finally, a really great week for Carolina softball, went 4-0. That includes a 3-1 win at number 8 Georgia to start the week off. That was their 3rd win over a ranked opponent this year. And then swept Boston College this weekend. They are 5-1 in the ACC. They'll take on Georgia Tech this upcoming weekend. So congratulations to all those teams and programs. Coach, let's get us some questions. Scott in New Jersey sent this one in. Wanted to know, does your staff ever reach out to out-of-conference coaches or other staffs for scouting information on opponents, particularly this time of year?
Yes. And I can give you more, or I can just say yes, we do. It's funny, when I was in the Big 8, somebody wanted to make a rule that you couldn't talk about conference teams to anybody else. And I said, guys, let's not go through that, because everybody will lie.
Right.
You know, you can vote for it if you want it. But if Dean Smith calls me and asks me about somebody else, I'm going to tell him regardless of what I say here to you today. So we didn't vote on that. But there is a general rule to not trade tape. But you don't have to do that anymore anyway, because most of us, especially at our level, all the games are on TV. But we've already talked to 2 coaches today that have played Iona. And my guess is that we'll call a couple more too.
Katie sent this question in, Coach, via email. Wanted to know, when recruiting players, are there specific characteristics you look for to make sure they fit the culture of your team and university?
For me, that old saying, I want guys with character, not just characters. You know, Theo Pinson had both. He was a character, but he had great character, too. But the best story some of you have heard, and if you have, I apologize, but it's the best story. I loved Marvin Williams the first time I saw him play as a 9th grader, but during the summer before his senior year, he's playing in Las Vegas against Dwight Howard at 7 feet, Josh Smith at 6'8", and another guy 6'10", and he's playing with his Seattle Rotary team, I think was the name of his team. He just competed and competed and competed, and he fouls out. He had 36 or 38. He fouls out with like less than a minute to play. And everybody in the gym gave him a standing ovation. But he goes to the end of the bench, and he gets a cup of water, another cup, another cup, another cup. So I'm thinking the boy's really thirsty. But he got 5 cups of water and took them back to the huddle and gave a cup of water to everybody that was going to go in the game. And so for me, that was another thing that I fell in love with the kid, just because he was such a great kid and great competitor. But we do look for character first. You look for speed, quickness, look for ability to shoot the ball. I look for toughness, because I want somebody that I'm going to want to get in my foxhole with me. Only problem is, nobody plays college basketball today knows what a foxhole is, so I have to go through the explanation of what I'm talking about.
Coach, let's do one more before we take a break. This one comes up from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Mike,
I've been there.
You have?
Yeah.
Up near Niagara Falls.
I believe. The USA watched Kobe play up there this summer, and I guess it was the 18 and under World Championships, and they won the gold medal, but had a good burger place right across the street.
Mike sent this question in from up there in Ontario. Very important one. Wants to know how you decide which suit you are going to wear for the game.
I haven't told Clint. Is Jen here?
Yes.
Jen, you got no savvy, girl. Gracious sakes alive. We beat Duke at Duke, and so we're playing them here. I mean, and Clint said, yeah, I bet you a dollar coach wears the same suit. So he got a dollar. I hope he – and then he bet her again. She bet, made the bet again. But I really did have this thought that if – and it's a big if we had beaten Duke for the third time, I was going to auction off that suit to give to my Fast Break for Cancer breakfast because somebody would like to pay a lot of money for that sucker. So, but since we didn't, you won't see that suit again. I'll take it to somebody's funeral or a wedding or whichever one they would feel like it is.
Or both. You never know.
You never know.
We'll take a timeout, come back, more to do with Coach after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Evora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
All right, we're a little behind on time, so we're just going to do one question this segment, plus I need to do a couple other things before we get there. First, a reminder about Alumni Hall right down the road on Franklin Street in the new Carolina Square. If you're joining us here in the restaurant, as always, you should have received a ticket. We'll pull a ticket or item this week, this tiny little cute little Carolina UNC bottle stopper, which I have on display right here. So one lucky fan's going to get this tonight. There you go, Coach. Got the UNC logo on there. And if you don't win, no big deal. You can stop by Alumni Hall in person or shop online at alumnihall.com. We'll pull that ticket during the next commercial break. Need to say a couple of happy birthday wishes. One, Doyle Levy from Savannah, Georgia. Happy birthday, Doyle. Glenda Alexander, who has to put up with Ben all the time. Congrats, happy birthday, Glenda, who's here back there in the back. Happy birthday. Almost every single week, this young man's with us. How did this young guy get to be 10 years old? Cole Gwaltney turned 10 years old.
Right
back there.
Cole boy.
Happy birthday, big fella. Appreciate you being here with us tonight. And want to say hello. I think this gentleman's here. Came all the way from Kansas City just to come to a radio show. His name's Omar. Omar, are you? And there's Omar right there. Came all the way just to see a radio show here tonight. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you joining us.
Happy birthday, Omar.
this evening. All right, let's get one question done, then we'll take another break, see if we can get back on time a little bit. Harry sent this one in via Twitter, wants to know, Coach, do you have any extra message for your seniors this time of year, just with the understanding that the swiftness of this tournament, that their career could be done any game at this point?
Yeah, we say something about it, but I don't want to make that the big thing because I think that could and give them a little more pressure kind of thing. We talk about it the other way is, like I said, I asked Luke and Kenny today, I said, what's the most fun you've ever had in basketball? And they said the 3 weeks leading up to the 17 championship. And Kenny, remember, was hurt, so he was in street clothes. So I'd rather go that way at it as opposed to saying, hey, Godson, you better make a shot or you're never going to play again. I don't do it that way.
Let's take a timeout, get us back on time a little bit. We'll pull our ticket for our Alumni Hall item as well during this break. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Get to Nissan. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the DirectorsCup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting, eating, and changing the radio or navigation system. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Off we go. Just about 10 minutes left on the show. Roy Williams live. It's a Monday, March the 18th. Appreciate you being here this evening. Let's get right to a couple questions here for Coach. This one came in. Blair sent it in during the show. Coach, Blair wanted to know, how involved, if at all involved, are you with Coach Wes Miller, Coach McGrath, as far as giving them advice or being a sounding board for them relatively early in their head coaching careers?
Well, I think a fairly good influence. Both of them played for me, and CB was with me for a long time. The first time I ever talked to Wes, I said, what do you want to be doing 20 years from now? And he said, coach. And I said, well, then you should come here. And so during his entire time, he was paying extra attention and a whole bit like that. And then during his career, tried to call and help him get some of the jobs, and he's been fantastic. And what I like is he believes in the same things I believe, but he does it differently. And, you know, if he had my personnel, he'd probably do it the same way I do. But I felt so badly for him yesterday. I do believe they were the first team that if somebody had, for some reason, had dropped out, the West would have been the next team. And I hate that for him because that would have been a great thing for UNCG's program. But he and CB both were guards. They understood what was going on. We talk. I generally try to give them a call after tough times and after wins. You know, everybody's talking to them, so I don't give them calls in. But we speak often.
Coach, this question came from here in the restaurant. Want to know how the decision is made as far as what you guys wear in your warm-ups. Tar Heels have had those really good-looking Ramsey's, the kind of strutting ram that they wore during the ACC tournament.
Shane and Eric, they handle all the equipment. They are closer to their generation. They know what they like. And I have a couple of things. I don't ever want to change the lettering. I think the North Carolina should always be the same thing. I always want to have the little V-neck in the jersey, and I don't like black or anything else. We're Carolina blue and white's what we are. And other than that, I let them have as much input as they want to. They'll come and check with me. You know, one year we wore some, or where they sold some green T-shirts or something. We got beat, and there'll never be another green T-shirt sold in that facility as long as I'm the head coach. But every time they ask us to wear something different, I get a little superstitious. The only thing that I never have a problem with is doing some of the retro uniform. When we did some like Lenny's group had, or the 67, 68, 69 group, that never bothers me. But every time we change for something else, it always bothers me.
Let's do one more before we take our last break. Coach Peggy Frenier sent this in, and I know Peggy's had some health challenges here recently. Want to let her know our thoughts are with her, but wants to know, she says there's not a specific stat for charges drawn, but she is sure that your staff keeps one. She wants to know if you have an idea of how many charges Kenny Williams has drawn this year, and do you have any idea maybe a total for his career? She's just so impressed with how well he does in that area.
I do not have it personally. We can find it in about 30 seconds because we have it on record in the files. He's taken more charges this year than anybody else. And the funny thing is Garrison took one at the first of the early in the Kentucky game. And very few people saw it, but it was one of the coolest things. It's one thing that I love is being a coach, because he looked over me at Grant. That's the first one he's ever taken. It's taken me 2 years to get the guy to take a charge. And he looked over me at Grant, and I said, I saw you, big fella. I saw you. So that was a neat deal. But Kenny has taken more charges than anybody else.
Thank you for your questions. And we do. We had a bunch we couldn't even get to. We have a bunch every single week. So we always appreciate your participation. Get to as many of them as we can. And, of course, we'll be back next week with Coach as well. We do have one more break to take. We'll do it. Come back and look, peek ahead to coming up on Friday night in the NCAA tournament. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
It's that time of year again. The Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich is back at Bojangles. Coming today for Bojangles' light, flaky, wild-caught Alaskan pollock filet sprinkled with Bojangles' special blend of seasonings. Topped with a slice of American cheese, tartar sauce, and served on a toasted buttered bun. Head to Bojangles and try the Bojangler Fish Filet Sandwich combo with your choice of fixin' and legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's Bojangler time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it. They're only 89 cents every day.
Fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Go, ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
All right, we have about a minute left on the show. Carolina heading into the NCAA tournament again. It is Friday night. Game will tip, hard to know, maybe around 9:30 or so on Friday night. Tar Heels and Iona in Columbus. And, Coach, exciting time of year. This is what you play for all season long. I know you guys are ready to get going here.
You play your pre-conference schedule to get ready for conference play. You play in the conference to get ready for the NCAA. Iona's been there four straight years, so it's not a new event for them. They're seasoned veteran club and play very fast, a little bit like Notre Dame, spread the floor and try to drive you to the basket, shoot a lot of threes, and I hope the heck we play a lot better than I feel right now. Thank you guys for being here, though.
That is the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. We'll be back here next week. For tonight, we say goodnight. Latest edition, Roy Williams Live.
Live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by AT&T, a proud supporter of Carolina basketball. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Your Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.